big event in the year, the state opening of Parliament, setting out the bills which the Conservative Lib Dem coalition hope will be made law over the next 11 months. And of course, then we've got the general election. Our reporter Tim Johns has been looking at today's speech.
The state opening of Parliament is the ceremony of pomp and circumstance where the Queen,
my lords and members of the House of Commons,
delivers her annual speech. I say her speech, but she's actually reading it on behalf of the government. David Cameron and Nick Clegg say this final speech before the general election is unashamedly pro-work and pro-business. When the two of them stood together in the Rose Garden 4 years ago, political romance was in the air. The relationship's been rocky, but the subtext of today's speech is that of unity. The coalition sticking together. It's a marriage that's surviving despite tensions. One criticism of today's speech is that it's a bit light. It contains just a handful, a fistful, a small bucket's worth of bills. It's as if the government's ideas light bulb is running out of power. On the other hand, maybe it's not a shortage of ideas. It's just the natural conclusion to a government's term. The final year is always going to see the rounding off of a political programme. Perhaps a mark of how empty the speech is can be found in today's newspapers, and just how much space they dedicate not to the speech, but to the Queen's new state carriage. So, what's in the speech? Also taking up plenty of column inches today are plastic bags. If you live in England, when you spend this here, and if you want one of these, it looks like you'll need to pay 5p. The rest of the UK is already way ahead on this one. Also announced is extra legal protection for people doing good deeds, help for pub landlords struggling to pay for rent or beer, and tougher powers to seize the assets of crime bosses. If that's not earth-shattering enough for you, and if you like meat on your Queen's speech, there is some to be had. Remember this from the last budget.
Mr Deputy Speaker, the £15,000 new ISA, the pensioner bond, people given access to their own pension pots.
The Chancellor announced that pensioners would be given access to their pension pots, and that's here in today's speech. In the future, people will be able to hoik their entire pension out in cash in one go, rather than having to buy an annuity. Then there's stuff on fracking. Recently, the Energy Minister said this on this programme about fracking companies fracking the land a mile under your house.
We think it's better to clear up the legal position, give them the right of access, but in return, the industry is going to make a further payment to the community.
Which he said was not a bribe. So, access rights to support the fracking industry. And among other measures announced today is a new state-funded childcare subsidy worth up to £2,000 a year. Of course, if today's Queen's speech is a bit too much excitement for you to handle, you can always just gawp at the 3-ton gold-gilted, diamond-encrusted electric window-sporting new Queen's carriage.
The carriage is amazing. That was Tim Johns, by the way, reporting.